Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
And it's Carbonell now bringing the puck.
Montreal goal.
Carbonell's pass to Bernard. He's going. Carbonell pass went in front of the net. And now it is 3-0. And the crowd at the Forum in Montreal watching this game tonight are delirious.
Guy Carbonell carrying the puck over the blue line, and a couple of seconds later, my good friend Kelly Rudy was reaching behind him and saying, oh, no, not again. Kelly's been on the show quite a few times, as you know. So, as has Guy Carbonell, the former captain of the Montreal Canadiens. Really appreciate it. Guy, thank you so much for coming back on. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's good to have you back on the program. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I asked Kelly Rudy, I told him, I said, I'm going to have Guy Carbonell on the program on Saturday. Want me to say hello? That was a tough time.
Okay. He was actually pretty good in that series. So
yeah.
But I was happy. I was happy that I was able to pass, put one behind him.
Yeah. Well, that was quite the call on the play, and watching the fans in the Forum, because you were playing in LA for that.
Yeah.
That particular game, right? Hey, you know what people remember most? I think not only the fact that you won the Stanley Cup and the last Canadian team to do so, but there were those 10 overtime victories.
Yep.
The Montreal Canadiens. How does that happen? How does one hockey team win 10 straight overtime games in a Stanley Cup series or a Stanley Cup?
I don't know. I mean, and actually, we lost the first one.
Oh, I forgot that.
And then we won 10 in a row. Like, I mean, you know, 10 hasn't been done before, but, you know, you go on a run. Patrick was playing extremely well. He had a lot of confidence in himself and the people that he had in front of him. And, you know, it was just, but you get to 6 or 7 and then, you know, I've been to Vegas before, and the odds you think the odds are going to get against you at one point. But yeah. I was happy that we made it to 10. It was quite a run.
Well, it was amazing, and I just listened back to some of the audio of the play-by-play earlier today, and this is really exciting, because I told you on the phone the other day, I've been a Habs fan since I was a kid, so okay. It's really, I'm so glad it's Montreal Canadiens I could talk about, and not the Toronto Maple Leafs, even though I'm in Leafs territory right now, so they'll be waiting for me at the front door when I leave.
Well, we went... pretty close to play them in the finals that year.
That's right. Yeah. What wins a Stanley Cup for a team? What would you say is most important to either do well, move ahead through the various series? You know, some people say, well, you got to have the goaltending. Some people say you got to have defense. Some people say you got to have the scoring. Other people say you got to have all three. That's a very tough thing to put together.
Yeah.
What's the most fundamentally important thing for a team to have?
Well, you know, obviously you got to stay healthy. I think that's huge. If you're, you know, especially, you know, I think every team pretty much in the NHL now has, you know, they do have 5 or 6 or 7 extremely good players. If you're able to kind of go through all the playoffs and keep those guys healthy, then you know that every night you're going to have a chance to win. Goaltending is one of the ones that's really important. Maybe not as much today, but, you know, I think, you know, goalies need to be solid throughout the game. Try not to give bad goals, just so the team doesn't get too much backup and stop attacking. You can always say, you know, you need defense, you need guys to score goals, but I think once, you know, you need all of that really to kind of be successful. There's not, you know, I don't remember the last 30, 40 years that I've watched playoff hockey. Every time, every year, that, you know, the team that comes out as a winner there's always a bunch of things that that happen during that every series that makes it that, you know, whatever, it's goaltending, scoring at the right time, power play was hot, penalty killing was really good, or they play well defensively. So
yeah,
a bunch of things.
Yeah, so there's only one player who has a C on his jersey. And you were the captain of the Montreal Canadiens, which is an incredible tradition. Yep. To be the captain of the Montreal Canadiens. What's the special responsibility that goes along with being number 21 and the captain of the Montreal Canadiens in 1993?
Well, you know, I got drafted in 79. You know, that was the dream of mine when I was a kid. You know, every Saturday, the only game that we had on TV was the Montreal Canadiens. So obviously I grew up, you know, watching a little bit of Jean Béliveau, and later it was Guy Lafleur and Bob Gainey, and you know, all those good players. And you know, because of the team in those years won a lot of Stanley Cups, and then you end up with the team. You know, I was lucky enough when I started, before I became captain, you know, all those guys like Jean Béliveau and Maurice Richard and Henri Richard and Yvan Cournoyer, and you know, we had Serge Girard. Everybody was always around the room for the games. We had dinner, you know, if we had an event, like they were always around there. So, you know, you learn, you hear their stories, you know, how proud they were from, you know, to do everything that they've done. And you know how hard you have to work to achieve that. So, you know, I took it seriously. You know, it's a great honor. And then, you know, you just try to do your best.
Yeah, well, you did, and you wore the C with great dignity. I've always said to people, I've called you a few times for an interview, and you've always been extremely gracious, and said yes, even when if I was just being a pain in the backside, asking for you to come on the air with me. So then you leave as a player, you got involved in coaching, you actually became the coach of the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep.
What special responsibility does that bring? I mean, I grew up in Montreal, and I know what it's like. At any time the Canadians breathe, the rest of the province exhales because we want to know what's going on. What's it like to be the coach of the Habs?
Well, you know, I was an assistant coach first. You know, the years I retired in 2000, then 2001, I was working for the Canadiens, and then, you know, they decided that in November to change coach, and Michel Therrien took over, and then they asked me if I wanted to be an assistant coach, so I went behind the bench, and that was a lot of fun. I loved the experience. You know, working for an organization like the Montreal Canadiens was pretty, a lot of fun, but, you know, I just retired a year before, and, you know, you spend a lot of time in the office, and, you know, you feel like you're not accomplishing a lot of things in the office. So at least, you know, behind the bench, I felt at ease. It was a little, you know, you get involved a little more, and, you know, so I learned, you know, part of the job there. And then when I had the chance, when Bob Gainey called and said that he wanted me to take over, I was a little bit more ready, but you're never ready because I was not a career coach. I was a player. So I had to kind of learn on the fast, a little bit like Martin Saint-Louis did when he started. Got a lot of knowledge. He's an ex-player, so he understands the game, but coaching is a different thing. You know, when you play, all you have to take care of is yourself. when you're a coach, you have 23 guys, and they all want to make a lot of money, and they all want to play 25 minutes, and they need to know everything that, you know, why or what happened, and how come I didn't play that period, or how come I didn't play on the power play. And so it's, sometimes you make mistakes, sometimes you just, you know, you learn from them. I always said this, like, I was only a coach for 3 years, but I was a lot better at the end than I was at the beginning. So, you know, you learn on it. But yeah. Being in Montreal, there's, you know, the media is always there, but I was used to that. So it wasn't something that I didn't understand. So it was just, you know, but I'd love to get up in the morning and then go to the rink and then look at the video and trying to find, you know, ways to beat the opponent. So that's what I love.
So we're going to have coaches in Vancouver, coaches in Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Toronto.
Yes.
In the playoffs that start tonight. The first Canadian team that's going to play, the only one tonight, is the Leafs.
Yeah.
How do you assess? I want to ask you to assess the coaches. That wouldn't be fair. But how do you assess the teams and their leaders? I guess I'm bringing the coaches into it anyway. How do you assess this team, the four teams, and their leaders and their chances at actually replicating what you did with the Montreal Canadiens in 93?
Well, I think I look at Winnipeg, and the goaltending has been strong. I think Vancouver finally, same thing. I think Toronto has been battling that throughout the year, but I think they need to their goalie to make the save at the right time. All four teams can score goals. But I think whoever is going to be able to kind of play the best defensively has got more chance. And then, I think Toronto, I have them beat Toronto this year. But, at one point, the best player is going to have to kind of not show up, because I'm not saying they're invisible. But, when they get pushed, they're going to have to push back, because in the playoffs, space is a prime, but you have to make your own space sometimes. And I think in the past, they got pushed and they didn't push back. And, teams that play against them realize that pretty quickly. And then when you get up, wake up, it's too late. So I think it's going to be a little different. I think they added some grit. Those guys are going to have to kind of do their job and then play better defensively if they want to advance.
Well, we're all hoping that it'll be a Canadian team that wins the Stanley Cup this year. We have some really good teams that are in there.
That would be fun. I know we were the last one in 93. That's 30
years.
1 year.
31 years, so, yeah.
It's been a while.
So, and you'd be getting less calls from guys like me.
I don't know. I get, that's okay. I don't mind them. So.
Okay. Well, Guy, thank you so much. Congratulations on the Stanley Cup, being the captain of the Montreal Canadiens, being the coach of the Montreal Canadiens, and being in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Roy.
You've given us a tremendous number of thrills over the years. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.